Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies baseball once again on the air tonight. Uh-oh, might be a little rain. Tell Murph to get ready.
Boy, he had a rain delay last
night.
Oh,
yeah, and today, maybe tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Cool. Start working, bud.
The Top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You know Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today, the five things that are back, including, again, one guy who has been absent from the drop board for a while, making his presence felt earlier today.
Okay.
Starting at number five, though.
It won't be me.
It won't be. Well, you never
That's
go away.
That's what I'm saying. I'm never absent from
Yeah,
from
you're
drop
Mr.
Board.
Drop
yeah.
Board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The five things that are back. Number five is Therapy Couch Jack. I appreciate having a lot of the callers' numbers. You know, we're all good friends.
Right.
But, oh, my goodness. I got to massage some relationships here.
Oh, you're not on the couch for therapy.
No, I'm the guy.
You're the doctor.
I'm
the
one.
Therapist.
Got you.
Yeah.
You're a therapist. Got you.
Everything's fine. We're all a family. Love what you bring to the show. Everyone.
Oh, it's a show related.
Yes, it's a show related. I mean,
why does everyone have your number?
It's a good question.
Okay.
So it started with the Fantasy League.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
that's why I got most of these, our lovely listeners' numbers. And then some would like DM me. I'd be like, just here's my number. All right. I don't feel like checking my DMs. But now it's turned
you
into.
Probably
this.
Wish you hadn't done that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, again, is fine. I got to be the liaison.
Am I causing this?
Yes.
Yeah,
mostly all of it. Yeah. Which is, again, fine. All a team here, all one big family. Just letting you know, one of the the things that aren't talked about on the air as part of my job is massaging everyone's relationship here.
Wow. I'm sorry, Jack.
It's all good.
That's awesome.
We're all one big happy family.
Yeah.
Just letting everyone know I'm not a big, complaint guy.
Yeah.
I'll listen.
And then you'll complain about it on the radio.
And then I'll complain about it on the radio.
Yep.
On the radio. The fourth thing that is back is, and Ike predicted this right after the trade happened, but people have turned on the Duran intro.
Megadelphia
is
right.
Back.
I told you.
Yep. Stop showing. You can go to commercial break. I don't want to see it. Now, if he's locked down, sign me
we
up.
We would love it, yeah.
Holy cow. When he comes in and lets a home run to some scrub-ass Marlin at 102 miles an hour, don't want to see it. Don't care. Like, he should get it taken away until he starts doing better. It's so annoying. He's got to earn it. And two home runs in his last four outings and, five earned runs as he's come here. Not good enough.
Yeah. I like that one. There's two good ones so far.
Number three, the third thing that is back, is sports fan spike. And what I mean by
what
that
is sports fan spike?
Well, because listen, when you're the PD, you kind of only had to really focus on basketball.
Yes.
You know? But now, you got every single football stat. How much the Eagles are blitzing, you know, freaking, what's his face? Vic Fangio has blitzed more in the last three games. It has an entire tenure as the Eagles defensive coordinator. It's like, oh my goodness. This is the problem with you being the host now, is you get so locked in on these sports things.
Yeah.
It's baseball. You know, you get opinion on everything in baseball now.
I'm a sports radio host.
I know. But I'm not.
Are you mad at me for being too informed about what I'm talking about?
No, it's just a big adjustment.
Okay.
It's a big,
right.
now it's just an absurd level of locked in. It makes me happen to be 10 times more locked in because I can't have my turf being stomped all over. I mean, it's.
There it is, right there.
It's sports fans.
I told you, you've invaded his space. Yeah. Yes, you have invaded
now,
his space.
Now, this caused problems on the show before. That won't happen again.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, that is awesome.
Sports fan spike.
It's true,
man.
Though, man. Yeah, I've noticed a lot more knowledge coming out of you, man. Yeah, a lot more research and everything else, man. So it's a little bit of an overload, frankly.
Was my text message this morning a problem about the kickoffs? You guys didn't even respond to it.
we totally ignored
okay.
that. Yes.
Any text that's further
is
than
that
like,
long? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No interest.
I didn't know all of the ins and outs of the kickoff rules.
Now you know the ins and outs of the kickoff rules.
I do. It's interesting, though.
It's
all right,
not,
whatever.
I mean, it's really not
interesting.
It's kind of interesting.
I love it. I just think it's funny.
He wrote it out, though. I'm like, okay. All right.
Well,
It's good to have.
Sorry. I just, what I'm doing.
I know. PD Spike had a real job.
Yeah. You know? Not me now. This is my job now. Yeah.
Everyone's aware. Yeah. Everyone's aware. All right. The second thing that is back. Oh, man. Someone has a discerning opinion from that of Eagles Twitter. Now Drew Brees' whole career is actually a sham. He was a loser. Like, you know, that because he said that the Eagles offense is boring, which everyone agrees with. Everyone agrees on game day how boring the Eagles offense is. He says it's boring, and it's like Drew Brees never won a big game in his life. His first Super Bowl didn't even matter. Jeff Saturday called him a check down Charlie today.
Yeah.
He threw for 5,000 yards
yes.
in like three straight years.
Well, and Jeff Saturday did that because he is a big run the ball guy. He's an offensive lineman.
But did we see him down at the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So he and I love Jeff Saturday because last year when he was doing this, it was fun to watch because he was a big believer in Saquon running the football. But now his argument is running the football at any cost. And I'm like, well, Jeff, we're only averaging 3.3 yards per carry. Man.
Right.
Yes. It's not last year right now.
By the way, what's his name? The quarterback.
Drew Brees.
He didn't even say the offense was bad.
No.
He just said it was boring.
Yeah, he just said it's boring to watch.
He said he hates watching it. So do I.
Many people do.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be surprised that a quarterback would be like, eh.
Yes. Yes.
A quarterback that threw for over 5,000 yards, I think, three times. Yeah, I think he would be more interested in throwing the ball than he is running the ball.
Especially when he sees the receivers.
If I was not an Eagles fan, there is no way in hell I would enjoy watching the Eagles.
If I was not an Eagles fan, push, banned. Needs to be banned.
Oh, yeah, that's a part of the boring, too. You know, that's a part of it. Yes. Yeah. Wow.
But we
win a lot of games, though.
Yeah,
man.
We win a lot of games.
Super Bowl MVP.
And Jalen and Drew Brees are the same amount as Super Bowls. So
he's
a loser.
Well, we've been more.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. But the number one thing that is back is Nick Sirianni. Welcome back to the drop board.
Oh, really?
We had a good version of sophomoric Nick today at the Eagles press conference.
Some of the pass plays have been, not particularly in sync, guys on top of each other. Is that a product of design or guys not running the correct routes?
Yeah, we don't like to put guys on top of each other.
Oh, wow. He knew it. He wanted to say pause.
He loved it.
He
was having such a good time there.
Yeah, he knew it.
Yeah.
He knew it. He heard it when Jeff, was that Jeff?
Some of the pass plays have been not particularly in sync, guys on top of each other. Is that a product of design or guys not running the correct routes?
Yeah, we don't like to put guys on top of each other.
Yeah. And that's why he answered it that way, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, he loves it.
He heard that, yeah.
Oh, he loves it.
That was nice.
That is a good one.
It did happen a couple times, too, during the game.
Well, the Jahan Dotson one was crazy.
Yeah.
Ran to the same spot.
Yes. And then got in the way of the ball. Might have been a completion if he didn't put his hands up. This hour
put
is...
Put your hands up.
This. What song is that?
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
Is that a Tupac song?
No, it's not.
This hour is sponsored, is one of the four that Jack knows. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
Hi, Spike Eskins.
Whoa.
Hi, big guy. Jackie, baby.
What
up, Yosh? What's going on?
Hey. I'd definitely be on that couch, but my sessions don't last long. I just sent a gift. It's a gift, right, to explain what's name, how I'm feeling. But then I resort to my punching bag. I have Spike. I have a T-shirt over my punching bag, and it's just Spike.
What'd I do?
Give him a couple love taps. I mean, really hard love taps. I'm good. That's what you got to do.
What
you
know, did I do?
Nothing. If you don't know, we can't solve the problem.
I think they're picking on you now, Spike.
All right, okay. What's
I'm
up,
breaking
Yoshi?
Your stones
yeah.
now.
Jeez,
yes.
man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You daggone right, I'm gonna break his stone. Just wait till I get off this call. Real quick, man. What's your name? You made me think about it. We do, man. First of all, let me give you this. 13-3, 37-10, over 4,000. 11-6, 36-15, over 4,000. 13-3, 35-14 interceptions, over 4,000. What's your name? You can throw the ball, throw interceptions, still throw a lot of touchdowns, win games, and have a lot of yards. That's Josh Allen's numbers when he went consecutive seasons throwing multiple double-digit interceptions, but still, what's your name, getting in the end zone and going over 4,000 yards. You like that, don't you, Spike? I use one of your boys. What's your name? You can do it.
Well, I mean, I just like that everyone – I like that everyone has
–
I like that everyone has woken up from their psychosis that not throwing the ball is just fine and it's good not to turn the ball over.
I'm a Jalen, what's the name, guard dog, what's the name, but at the same time, I'm a realist. I keep it real, what's the name? But Ike Reese was saying, like, you gave, one of y'all gave the stats. With, you reeled off the numbers of how many times he attempted a game. And when you do those numbers, it averaged to 30, what, about 30 attempts a game passing the ball. And that year in 2022, he averaged 247 yards passing, 66% completion, a 101.5 QBR. We went to the Super Bowl on top of only throwing an intercept, the six interceptions y'all was talking about. A.J., what's his name, almost caught 1,500 yards, 1,496. Devontae, what's his name, had 1,296. Miles had 1,269 daggone yards rushing. What's his name? You got to run this offense like, I pull up, pick me up, because I'm riding shotgun. We got to throw that thing around the park. What's his name? Pause. I used to throw it around.
It's okay.
Not no more. I'm married. But what's his name? We got to swing that thing, man. Dang, I keep on messing up. I know what I'm talking about. We got to get the job done. And I was so hyped to talk about Barbara eating yesterday. God, I might. Don't cut me off yet. He was, let me stop. And, Spike.
Yeah.
You find a way to talk about Baker Mayfield every daggone day. You know, I started last week. Ever since last Monday, you have said Baker's name on the radio every daggone day. You know what? You're going to give your pet the best for you want to get the best for your pet? Go to dogsandcats.com. You know what? I think I'm going to name Rebel Baker. You know
do they
what?
Have Baker Mayfield dog jerseys yet?
They do not.
Man,
not up here.
We'll say, hey, man, get your blue chew it and do it. It'll help you do it whenever, wherever. You know what gets me pumped up? When Baker Mayfield takes stuff.
All right.
It's called a big dose of D.
Look, I'm just glad that my guy is starting to get some national recognition for being one of the best quarterbacks in
so
football.
Bad this weekend, so you're shut up. For real. It's about you this Sunday. I love you. You know I love you. But it's about you this Sunday for me.
It's about, I want the Eagles to win.
You. Okay. I hope they smack him in his mouth. I want you to be able to say nothing. Say this was 40 discussions. You know what, Baker still weak, though. You know, I parlayed on him this week. I want them to beat him this weekend, and not the Bucks. I want them to beat him. Beat
wow.
Him bad. Beat him bad. Shut him down.
Do you think it's...
Shut up.
Okay, Yosh.
All right. Thank you for the call, Yosh.
Listen to this.
All right.
Just hit me in the back.
All right, I hear you hitting the back. All right. Get out.
He
of
sent me a photo. He really has a shirt drawn with your face on it on the punching bag.
What did I do?
I don't know.
We left a bunch of guys on the board yesterday. Yoshi was one of them. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's probably been there.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, Yoshi is hitting the punching bag regardless.
Yes.
But throwing a picture of you on there, it's a little extreme.
Yeah.
A little extreme. I thought we were all family.
Well, sort of seems like maybe Yoshi feels about me like I feel about Baker. Maybe Yoshi's thinking about me a little too much.
Yeah.
Maybe thinking about me a little too much.
You do know that we're in line for they beat Tampa. They beat Baker.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't have his weapons.
We're in line for that.
He doesn't. I've already heard.
Yeah, who's he throwing to?
Well, I've already heard so many times this week that when we lose to Tampa, we don't have our guys and blah 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 blah. But it's not going to matter if Baker doesn't have Mike Evans or his offensive lineman or whatever.
All right.
But look, whatever. I want the Eagles to win.
Let's put that one, make that clear.
Put that in there. Yes.
However, if the Eagles were to lose because Baker played great. You know, they got to lose some games.
Sure.
You know.
Schedule loss.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the last two Phillies games have you concerned at all? The final count, 50.4% say no, 49.6% say yes.
Wow, so it's gone down.
Yeah. Wind up basically at 50-50. Bill in the Poconos. You're in WIP. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Ike, Spike, and Fritz, how you guys doing?
What's up, Bill?
Hey, I want to talk Eagles, but Ike, I got a story for you. I played basketball against you in a charity game up here at Penn State campus in Hazleton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that or
I
not.
I do.
Wow, when was that?
You guys brought up, You guys brought up Mike Caldwell, Hollis Thomas, Bobby Taylor, Luther Broughton, Donovan McNabb when he was a rookie.
Yeah.
And I think it was Barry Gardner.
Yep, BG was with us.
Do you remember, because you were talking about vertical on Monday, about your vertical and Jordan Davis running, and it reminded me, Hollis Thomas, he got up. He did the jump ball. He got up and beat a guy that we had 6'6" jumping ball, and he won the tip.
Pause. Yeah, I remember that. You know, Hollis was our point guard, too.
Hollis was?
Yeah.
Hollis jumped ball and was your point guard?
Yeah, I mean.
Was he Magic Johnson?
Well, no. It's just that he wanted to control tempo.
Oh.
Yes. Okay.
Is he a good basketball player, Hollis?
Well, he controls tempo.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, I just wanted to shoot.
Right, yeah. Right.
That was the game, Bill, that Luther dunked the ball and broke the backboard, right?
We had to stop the game. He shattered the backboard.
He shattered the backboard, yeah.
He shattered it?
Yeah. Glass Robert fell all in dunked. The I think we was playing against the mayor of Hazleton too, right? The glass fell all in his hair and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lou Barletta. He ended up being a senator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
He had to go to the hospital because the ring came down and cut his arm.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that was.
Sounds like an event.
And I distinctly remember, I mean, I thought I was a good basketball player. I grew up in Bucks County. I played in the Philadelphia Catholic League. I thought I was good, but I was the point guard, and it was 10-0 in like 1 minute because I had 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
Ah.
What'd you remember about my game?
You talked a lot of smack, is what I remember.
That sounds like
that's
I.
True. That's what I'm going to do.
And I made a 3-pointer in the corner, and you said, "You're done."
Wow.
And I was done. I was done after that.
Wow.
Still young then, man. I can run and do all that back then.
Charity basketball
man,
game.
Talking trash.
I hear you. We're both in our 50s, so that's definitely glory days.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. And you know what? You guys, I don't know what happened, but you had 7 guys, and you ended up coming late because of traffic or something.
No. Our limos broke down. Hold on real quick, Bill. So we get these limos that we're supposed to take up there.
Okay.
Now, these aren't top-of-the-line limos.
Yep, I've been in.
These are old-school limos. Now, when I say old-school, I'm going back to the wing on the hood of the back, the trunk.
Okay.
Like Herb limo.
Yes, that type of limo.
Okay.
2 of them.
Okay.
One of them overheated on the way up there.
So you all had to get into
We're stuck on the side of the road, right? Stuck on the side of the road. Pouring water in the generator and everything.
Yep.
Had to get there, though, because we're late. Everybody had to pile up in this limo. And these aren't the limo vans. These are like the stretch limo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not comfortable.
The 80s stretch limo.
Yes, the 80s stretch limos.
Wow.
Man. Yes. That was awesome.
Well, listen, Ike, what I did appreciate, you guys stuck around for the kids for about 2 hours and signed autographs, took pictures. Yeah. That was really cool of you guys.
No. Did Ike talk trash to the kids, too?
No.
Okay, all right.
Only in the pal games.
There you go. Hey, but that was back in 2000.
Yes.
And I had my picture in the paper guarding Donovan McNabb, who, man, he was a good player. He played for Syracuse.
He did.
And I was fouling the crap out of him in that picture.
Yeah, he was a good player. The crowd used to go nuts when Donovan would really just sort of come in the end of games when games were done. Mm-hmm. Crowd would go nuts when Donovan would come in again.
Quarterback. Yeah, like, bring him off the bench.
They treated him like the end of the bench white guy.
Yeah.
I said too fast.
Yeah.
It's kind of way the cheers went, though. You know, and the manager gets in the game.
Yeah,
but
he
was a good player version of that.
For a high school guy, he was a good player.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Syracuse.
Something tells me, we used to always mess with him about this. I might wind up bringing it up on one of the Monday shows. Something tells me in order for him to go to Syracuse and play quarterback there, they had to agree to let him play basketball.
Oh, really?
I believe that. So that happens with these 2-star recruits in high school.
Yeah.
You really want him there for football, but he really wants to play basketball too. And they're like, all right, we'll let you play basketball.
Yeah, because I don't think he did his senior year.
No.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of the agreement of him coming to Syracuse.
That's funny.
I think Spike should ask that question, actually.
What is his Well, his wife, Roxy, was
way better than
an
him.
Awesome basketball yes. player. She played for the Syracuse women's team.
Women's team, yeah.
And she was they had her playing two guards. I thought she was a really good guard,
Roxy,
point guard,
yeah.
Roxy Nurse. Yeah.
I always mess with him. The athletes are on that side of the family.
Yeah.
On her side, because I think her nephew plays in the NHL.
Player.
Yeah, he plays
yeah.
in the NHL.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe Syracuse went to the Final Four when McNabb was there, didn't they?
They did, with John Wallace and Otis Hill.
Yeah, Spike was there.
Yeah, I was there.
And Spike was to school with him.
Lost in the finals to Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a quick Eagles question. I'll let you guys go.
Yep.
Are we pushing the panic button with these injuries we have right now?
I don't think you can.
Not yet.
Yeah, this team's too good.
Yeah.
This team's too good. There's too many other injuries around the NFL.
I will say, for a defense that wasn't necessarily deep in the first place, that's the one thing about last year's defense, is that was depth. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of depth on that team. We don't have the depth on defense this year.
Well, it's a good thing we didn't spend $4 million on Isaiah Rodgers. Or...
By the way, we said a history on the show. I don't know if you guys realize that. What? First time a caller said, Ike, I met you at this thing. And Ike's like, I remember exactly where that
yeah.
was.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It probably was the first time. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yes. What a moment that
yeah.
was.
I actually do remember it.
Yeah. yeah. Sounds like a member. The guy broke the backboard playing yeah. basketball in a charity game.
Bring yeah. that back. Let Coop cook.
Let me tell you, Derek Boyko was so nervous after that.
I'm sure.
Because Boyko was like the coach of the team.
Oh, was
yeah,
he?
He was the coach of the team. So he was responsible for getting us to these places on time and that sort of thing. And that when that backboard broke and that glass was everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't even know if they told the Eagles.
Probably
well,
not.
Well, because yeah. you guys would have never played another basketball game
yes,
again.
They would have canceled the offseason basketball program. Yeah.
215.
That was a good 3-year run. We did that for 3 years. Man.
Oh, yeah?
3 or 4 years.
Well,
yeah. T.O. played with us the first. So we did it all the way up to that year.
Was he good, T.O.?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's probably why we had to stop, because he went out there and windmill dunking and everything.
Oh, really?
Man. You're like, dude, you ain't even played a down yet, bro. This is after we just traded for him like 2 months later. And he's out here working out. We're like, man, you can't get injured before we even get you on the practice field.
Well, I think they did this all the way back in the 60s, because that's the night that Wilt allegedly scored yes. 100 was Tommy McDonald was playing in an Eagles basketball game yes. out in Hershey.
Yeah, when Wilt scored 100.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next,
can't help yourself, can you? Yes.
We have Buzz here for the fantasy.
Oh, yeah,
unfortunately,
the,
yes.
The afternoon show fantasy football report, that yes. will come up next. Then we'll get you ready for the Phillies. Are Phillies, it's not still raining, is it?
No, it looks, no,
all
it's
right,
fine.
All right.
It's fine.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me stay? Let me stay. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
That one's for Lou Trevino. Even though he was a loser last night's game, you're a winner in our hearts. It's a WIP.
Don't call Lou a loser.
I didn't say. He said he's not a loser.
No.
Yeah. I said he lost the game.
Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Speaking of the Phillies, we will get you ready for tonight's Phillies game in a little bit with leading off. There is some potential rain in the forecast, Jack, tonight. Scattered thunderstorms.
Sleep with one eye open, Greg.
Come on, Murph. Don't you want the phone calls?
Ooh.
Don't you want the phone calls?
What's
Murph?
Wrong with Duran, Murph?
Yeah.
What?
Who should they trade him for?
Loves the takes after losing 4 or 5.
Yeah. I'm sure he does. That other voice you heard singing, that is Commissioner Buzz.
The smile I get from you every time I do it now is priceless. I just love looking over.
Well, and then friggin' Jack turns our mics off just so your mic is on.
Every time, yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not surprising.
Commissioner Buzz is the commissioner of our fantasy football league here in the WIP Afternoon Show. He gives his weekly report on us, the three guys here, and of course everyone else in the league. Buzz, Commissioner Buzz, take it away.
So we're going to start with Jack. With a big matchup this week, and we're going to get the Spike and Ike's matchup in just a second.
Tell the truth, Buzz.
Taking it on a 2-0 Ricky. Ricky only puts up 96.
Loser.
Second lowest point total in the league this week. Easy schedule, Jack. Strikes once again.
Not easy schedule.
All Jack does is win. A 121, 96 win. Omarion Hampton with 24. Jahmyr Gibbs, 26.
96, the guy scored?
Listen, my team shows up when I need
plays
to
great
show
defense
up.
Every week. Jack continues to skate by. He improves to 2-1.
All we do is win.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Spike and Ike taking on each other.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
What a showdown.
Here we go. Dolly.
Ike starting Carson Wentz this week.
Hell yeah.
Looking to get in the win column. A.J. Brown finally shows up with 22.
Yep.
Passing game woke up.
Yep.
Cortland Sutton with 23.
Nice.
But Spike got 29 from Josh Allen, 24
Damn.
From Garrett Wilson.
Damn.
20 from Jackson Smith and Jigba, 19 from Ricky Pearsall, 138, 121 win for Spike. Spike goes to 2-1. Ike, still winless.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, real disappointed in this squad. I've been working the waiver wires. I don't really know if it's my personnel. I guess it is the personnel, but I don't know what to do with the personnel.
This year, the waiver wire is barren.
Yeah.
It's a really tough waiver wire year. And
Listen, I
just want to tell everyone, I beat Ike's ass even though I got 1.8 points from Malik Nabers. I have four of the 10 best receivers in the sport.
Yes,
okay, next.
He does.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you actually look at my roster, you'd be like, man, it's a decent roster.
You actually got a decent week out of Carson. You got a 20-plus point week, right?
You kidding me? I got 20 points out of Wentz.
Yeah.
Or 19.31.
Close enough.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Now it's Ashton Jeanty, man. Him and Jameson Williams.
Mm.
I don't know what I'm getting out of Jameson Williams every week. I don't know. It's boom or bust with this guy.
Mm.
And Monday, I go into that game. What did I need? 20-something points? I needed 20-something points.
Yeah.
So if I get a nice game from him,
yep.
I'm good. Opening drive, two catches,
43 yards.
Yep. I'm like, oh, yeah, Spike's going down tonight.
I was watching the game from the kitchen, and I said, well, how does this guy have two catches already? He only gets four catches a game.
Well, he didn't get another catch yep. in the rest of the game.
I felt good about it.
So I'm done whining about that.
Other takeaways from the week. Reich could not get in the win column. Here's a few people.
Am I the only team without a win?
Yeah, you're the only winless team.
Wow.
Here are the other teams who did get the win column.
This guy played the game.
Ike played the game 0-3. Here are the other players who got wins before Ike. Yoshi finally gets in the win column.
Wow.
137-111 over RC. Bam finally got in the win column.
Wow.
Wow. We forgot about what'd you see with Bam.
Yeah. We haven't heard from Bam in a while. Yeah, is Bam all right?
I don't know. It's one caller.
He's updating his lineup.
Do you have his number?
He's the one caller's number I don't have.
Oh.
Okay.
I have it. I'll reach out. But he wins 121-112 over Tony. Only one undefeated team in the league remains. That is Dustin. Derek and Ricky went down this week, dropped the 2-1, and as we mentioned, only one winless team in the league, and that's Ike.
Look at that pathetic game by Derek. His team scored 82 points. Well,
by the way, Jack has faced the second fewest points in the league.
Gotta have good defense, Mike. Yeah,
he has actually been outscored by 3 points, yeah. Even though he's 2-1.
100%.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, my team stinks.
Jack has the fewest points in the league, and he's at 2-1.
Yeah, dude.
Unbelievable.
My team's terrible.
So wow. we're gonna do power rankings reverse this week, because there's actually more suspense at who's getting in at number 5 than number 1.
Okay.
So number 1, Dustin wins again. No surprise. He stays at number 1.
Yep, that's fair.
Spike gets back in the win column. He was at number 2 last week. He's going to stay at number 2. Marcus.
Most points in the league.
Most points in the league.
He does have the most points.
He does have the most points.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Dustin's at number 1 till he loses.
That's fair. He's got a good team, and he beat me.
And he did beat you head to head. Number 3, we got Marcus, who moves up from number 4 last week. Gets a 162, albeit 83 win over Derek.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Went over a 2-0 team in dominant fashion. He moves up a spot. Ricky moves down from 3 to number 4. Now, he had a 121-96 loss to Jack. Still has like 80 more points than Jack on the season. So he gets in at number 4. Not going to ding him.
What's his record?
2-1.
Yeah, he's got the same record as you.
All right.
And he beat you, didn't he?
Yeah, well, no,
Jack
handed
him a loss.
Ass.
By the way, in 2 weeks, Yoshi has 19 waiver wire.
Nice.
Waiver wire
he's
acquisitions.
He's working the waiver wire.
Yep.
Why he's hitting your face on
the punching bag. Yeah.
At number 5, Jack was campaigning in the hallway that because he's 2-1, he should get in.
No.
Not getting in. He's not in. He's not getting in.
Have some morals.
Not getting in. You can't get in.
Moral code.
You can't get in the top 5 with the fewest points in the league.
No.
Well, I agree.
This cannot happen. George remains at number 5. He lost 128-109 to Dustin. Dustin's the best team in the league. Tough week for him. So he's not going to go up or down.
You know what? Jack is right now. He is the 2013 Sixers that started off 3-0.
3-0. Sure.
Yeah. You know.
MCW going off.
Yeah.
People want to get rid of the process already.
Yeah.
No, my team's terrible. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But you want to be in the top 5.
Well, listen, wins are wins.
Yeah.
You play great defense, as you said.
Thank you.
I want to go on record right now.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
There it is.
He's making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. I'm making the playoffs.
There it is.
I guarantee you I'm making the playoffs.
Wow.
I guarantee
wow.
I'm making the playoffs.
Please clip this, Jack.
Yes.
We're sitting at 0-9.
0-3 right now, and I don't like it. More importantly, I don't like the little snickering going on
amongst this
crew.
Yep. There's
a lot of it going on amongst this crew. That's all I'm saying.
You do only have 9 more points than Jack. Wow.
It's about to turn around for me.
What a shocking turn of events.
Wentz is about to take off.
That's right. J.J. McCarthy better keep his sleep with one eye open.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Great job, Commissioner Buzz.
Thank
Commissioner
you.
Buzz, when are you back on the air again?
I am hosting this coming Saturday the Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m.
Oh,
for
you
Devin
go.
And Rube.
There you
wow.
Because the team's traveling early. It benefited me. Got me another shift.
Oh, to Tampa, you mean.
Because Scoops is going to Tampa on Friday.
Okay.
Wow. What's
wow.
Your...
Scoops gets a whole day down here?
Well the team's going Friday. She flies with the team. So Ava goes, you want to host Saturday at the 10? You got it.
Well, why don't you host him with Ruben? Why don't they give you Ruben?
It's an excellent question.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. It's an excellent question.
There are reports that Ruben refused to do the show with you.
100%.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Doesn't respect your baseball
acumen. Doesn't respect
acumen.
It.
I'm just making that up.
No, I know. I
didn't. There he is. Yeah. Commissioner.
Ruben starts rumors around the hallway. Yeah. I'm going to host him with Buzz.
Yeah. Come on, Buzz. Not even his real name. All right. Great job, Buzz.
Thank you.
As always.
All right, Buzz.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Jack, later today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Jill, did you buy a new TV without telling me? Jack, plays the breaking news sounder to change the subject. Mike in Havertown.
I didn't play the breaking news sounder to change the subject.
Was great timing, though.
Nolan Smith went on the IR. You guys are grilling the Phillies. It was time to divert the attention.
Yeah. You might have had that news for 3 or 4 minutes. You were just waiting to see if the conversation turned around. Jack getting the breaking news sounder at home. Yeah. That is so good. My brother used to joke when he found out how a dump button worked, he was committed to figuring out how to have a dump button in real life. He wanted to be...
That's not going to work.
No. We're 30 years later, he still doesn't know how to do it. What's next?
Oh, no, man. Hate to hear that about Nolan. Dang it. BG checking his phone for a call from Howie every 30 seconds.
Every 30 seconds.
Man, what a story that would be if BG signed with the Birds.
He's going to come back.
One more year.
100%.
One more year.
We all predicted.
Yes, at some point.
It would have happened.
And, you know, theoretically, they wouldn't even need a whole season out of him. Maybe just need 6 weeks out of him.
Yep.
BG's got six more good weeks.
Well, I mean, listen, Ojalar's not playing.
Yeah.
If anything, put BG on the practice squad and get him in shape for the next 2 weeks.
Look, what's the worst that happens? You tear your triceps again? Come on, it's already been twice. How bad could it be? What's next?
There it is! The listeners at home taking a shot when L.A. said fastballs down and away.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Wants a call.
Yep.
Oh, man.
He's reliable.
I felt bad for L.A. today.
Yeah.
Because this is one of those days where he's in the truth mode.
Yep.
And it doesn't sound great.
Nope.
He knows it.
Yep.
But he's in truth mode.
Can't stop himself.
He's in truth mode.
Can't stop himself.
We didn't even ask him about ABS coming next year.
I wanted to ask him about it.
I'm glad y'all didn't go down that road.
Well, he's very pro.
Yeah, because it shows up the umpires.
Yeah. He wants these umpires. Yeah. No one wants more accountability for a certain section of people than LA and umpires.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe next week, since we'll be in the middle of the bye, we should ask LA only about ABS and umpires. Should be only umpire chat with Larry Anderson. What's next?
This is the best moment of my life. Spike, when Baldy addressed him by name.
I'm on cloud nine.
Still there?
It was the middle of the answer when he normally pivots to Ike.
Yep.
You know? I even got a good answer out of the first question.
Yeah.
Just got to be more direct with Baldy and not give my opinion at all.
Exactly.
Yes. What's next?
Let me know if you need any catching tips. Spike texting JT Real Muto.
Look, I just remembered when I was catching that
my hand behind the back.
Where's that from?
It would be my hand behind my back.
Yeah.
I never knew why. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Protect my hand. Couldn't, you know, nobody else was going to catch. I had to stay healthy. What's next?
Tough night for Duran last night. Reminds me of a wild night out after a Blue Jays game in the 90s. It was me, Mitch Williams, Joe Carter, and Ike Reese. Ike discovered how crazy Canadian strip clubs are. And by the end of the night, rest assured that his splinker came out too. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
The splinker.
Tornado's been on a run, too.
He's back.
Tommy Down the Shore has been on a run.
Yeah.
Fridays. We're only 2 days away from Friday.
I know. Fridays are our dumbest show.
Yes, by far the dumbest show. I left Friday. Friday show this past Friday. I said to Jack, I don't even think we talked about the Eagles. What's next?
To summarize Spike's takeaway from the Donovan call, Donovan was right about the coaching staff not trusting Jalen and was wrong about literally everything else. Joe and Dresher. Text line.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about that opinion. It can't be both, right? It can't be they don't trust him and he's not throwing the ball when they want him to. So
it can't be both.
Yeah, it can't be both. And I thought of that when I was taking one of my laps around after we had talked about it, because in general, my belief was, hey, they don't trust him enough. But then when talking it through and saying that there are throws that he should make and he's not making them, mm-hmm. that's not about them not trusting him. That is about him not trusting him
right.
on some level, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... So if they were, and Baldy said that today, calling a lot of the same plays in the first half and the second half.
Yeah.
So I might have to push back a little on Donovan.
I hope Jalen was sort of talking to himself when he made those comments after the game about playing to win versus not to lose.
Yes. Maybe.
I mean, I hope he was.
I don't even... If as long as he knows,
sure,
you know, is
well. Here's the thing: I guarantee you those receivers are hinting at that
mm-hmm.
when they talk. Their mind is, bro, trust us. Just we got you. You know what I mean? They want the ball,
right?
So because, want him to throw it.
Because if it's an interception, it's on him, not them,
right?
So you know that he has to be confident that they are not going to put him in a position to look bad.
Yep.
Because no matter what you see at the end of the day, when people look at the stat line, the interceptions are the interceptions.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, tips and all that. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, you get the interception.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.